last week we left off and we discussed that maybe the Ramban is discussing that his kfi da'atoi, okay, is a peculiar din in Birchas HaMozon, okay, and that is minyom and raya because he did a kfi da'atoi. And the emes is it's muchach. I might have said a little bit of both in chidusha Ramban and brachas membov omer aleph, and in the Milchames in the daf yarif vav mul beis, that the whole problem is a mochem shomu lahar chayin avashoy lekatzer. But here lachayin is tach mishana the ganze dos. So since this is kfidatoi, and the rabbonon, you know, this is kfidatoi, and the takona, the rabbonon, was also only kfidatoi to enable the kfidatoi, okay, but was taka a tzach and a nusach to enable kfidatoi. So then, be'emes, the only problem he's doing is they put in also in the Takana Bracha, the private fidato, they did a Mashal the Katzer, the Mokshom the Harach, the Mashal the Katzer, the Mena Bracha Luka, and in that, Binyom and Raya didn't fulfill the Takana. But it's only that, it's the Yotzer. And that's what Craig also, see, he doesn't talk about that part, but reports the problem is because of Mashal the Katzer and the Harach, of Craig. Okay. Now, so it could be that this is good for the reason why we require Ruach HaKodesh and Lashon Tzach HaMelitza, because you want a type of Lashon that could ostensibly fulfill the Kfidato of any particular individual, and you couldn't have done that without Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, and that explains why, even though there are other brachos of Hidor Midraisa according to Ramban, Birchas HaTorah, okay, and he quotes other mitzvahs, I assume he's in CPC at this time, then remember Sakan Nusach, because in there is no Kfidata. But over here, this Kfidata is Sefer Din of Tzach HaLosh. And maybe that's why the Ramban stresses that Tikna Levim, because he takes needed a novi over here. Okay? And then, Bechlau, the issue of Tachas HaLoshon according to Ramban had nothing to do with Bilbas office and nothing to do with the issue that Ram is dealing with. Correct? Because Ram is dealing with the question that he's not using language properly. He's mixing up two languages, and that's a problem of language. And the Tzach HaLoshon is the language. You know, the language should be proper language. And here the Ramban is not dealing with the issue of language, he's dealing with the issue of kfidata.
Is the Ramban saying the Nevuah is getting mixed in with halacha here? Or is that chacham?
No, it could. See, I'm telling you something. See, you need. It's not, you see, there's no problem of using Ruach HaKodesh, okay? And the truth is, I'll show you something. Give me the first chelik of Mandai. And I have, if you want, I have a long discussion about this, which I didn't want to talk about today. Mandai. Is that off there? Okay, I'm sorry. No, that's obvious. That's one star. Is there one star there? If not, it's not. Okay. I think it's here. I don't find the second. Yeah.
this. Don't point in a second, I'll forget it. He said that this chibur is made a law. I think he said this chibur is made a law that ki'ilu that it's Ruach HaKodesh, something like that. He says this over here. I think that's what he says. I don't think Be'emes, Be'ineinu, I don't think it's the problem of Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is where you want to paskin the Din Min HaShemayim. But if the Ruach HaKodesh machadeh the seichel of a person in order to think properly, okay, and that clearly the Rambam says is okay, because Ruach HaKodesh yipiv beis hamedrash, okay, that there's no problem with, okay. And if it's not a halachic issue, you want to convey here, there's certainly no problem. You want a mitzias of a nusach, which is kfidata of everyone. So certainly the only one that can do that is a Navi Fiul HaKodesh. That's not a halachic issue. In other words, I can discuss, okay, there are two different issues. One is you ask whether you can somehow merge Ruach HaKodesh with Pshat HaLacha. Okay? Okay. I tell you, I think that the Rishonim seem to say yes. I can't tell you all the Rishonim would say such a thing. But I can imagine you saying such a thing.
And the Ramban
Mishal Se'elyon, that the Ruach HaKodesh also, the Ramban himself, that's correct. Ramban himself says that's the Ma'ila of Sanhedrin. That Mishal Se'elyon, that the Ruach is on the Mishal Se'elyon. And that's going with Shkot, correct, 100%. But there are other rayas to this. And I think he says it over here, the Rav himself. But I just have to find it. It's a little difficult for me to do it at the moment, and I'm sorry. Okay? Oh! Yeah. One second. Avinu Rashi, Berg Shino, Avinu HaKodesh. Just one more second. Okay, I'm not sure. I'll try to find. I'll tell you the beginning of next week. Okay, Blinada. I'll try to just remember to tell you that. Okay, but that's really relevant for us. Okay, the relevant thing is that I can show you in general that the Gemara has no problem with Eliyahu telling you a mitzvah, okay, and it should have no problem of making the nusach. And you find in general throughout the Talmud that it's in Nevi'im Beinayim is a Maila in a Takana, and especially in the Takana from Brachos, in the Gemara in Brachos, correct? So you should ask also in Nevi'im Beinayim. And you also find, okay, that's independent, I can show you that, I'm not going independent of what I'm talking about, that the Vilam Amayla in Bali Amisera, that's crazy, correct? A priori. But the Ram says very clearly that the Bali Amisera were all Nevi'im, or all Chachom, or Abbezim, okay? And that's very clear then. And the Ram seems to say that until Ezra Sefer, every single Bala Mesirah was a Novi, and from Ezra Sefer on, they weren't Novi. Okay? Say that? So that would answer your question. I think that also he said that Ram says that anyway. Then the gate does now. Okay? But the Rambam seems to have. See? What happened? Now, So this we have now. But the Rambam is mashma that the Inyan of Tzach HaLoshim is an Inyan of Bilbul HaSofes. And that's what we're talking about. Tzach HaLoshim is Bilbul HaSofes. Hein Legabi Tfilo, Hein Legabi Shaar Boch, Sitikna Ezra Beis Dina. Okay? The Ram says in the Tfilo, Im hoyu rogil in perik aleph halacha gimel. Im hoyu rogil mal bebetchina ubakoshe limoy olos vasayim medabe kafi yicholto b'chol eshi yotze. Okay, v'chein minyan atfilos b'chule. And that's where everyone daven until Ezra says, "Kim shikol Yisrael b'mei Nebuchadnezzar rosho nis'av b'poras v'yovon." B'sha'al u'ma is v'nodu lehem bonim v'artus ha'goyim. V'eisan ha'bonim nizbalbu s'fosam. V'eis ha'sfas kol echod v'echod mu'revis mil'shenis ha'ove. V'kim v'sho'yim v'davik v'eino yochol v'davik kol tzofoy. B'loshen achas. Okay. The mitzvah tefillah is k'fi tzorech ha'odom. But you have to be able to say it in the loshen. And that was the problem. They had no ability to feed Sokoi to say it in the Lashon. Doesn't it be nice? You have to have the wherewithal. You have to have the facilities of language to say Kfiyachoto. It didn't have it. Within Ezeh, to show you Echod Mehem Mispalot, the Katzel Lishoyner, Lishol Chfoto, so it'll be Chson, the Kim Tfila. He won't say, he wants a Davin B'Lashon Achas. And he doesn't have it clearly, so we makatze. All the hagid shevach hakodesh bochu beloshen hakodesh ad sheavu imo v'shenis acheres the kibusho ezru beis dinoi kach. Although that's what they saw, omdu v'tiknu lohem shmone esrei brokos ala seger sholos v'shenis v'chulei kidei. The chesed, the always the whole chesed Adam, kedeshiu al hukais b'tfilah kol v'ilamdu oisam b'tiyah tfilas elu al ilgia at ilgim tfilas shleimo k'tfilah bali aloshen atzacha. Even the yinzeh tikkun kol habrochos v'atfilas misdoras b'fi kol Yisrael kedeshihei inin kol brocha olch b'fi ha'ilig. And that's the tzacha, and that's it should be. Language facility of one language. It's very clear that I'm there. And there's no difference between Tzachas HaLoshon and Bilbul HaSofes, all the same. Correct? Okay. So, according to the Ramban, what happened was that the Birchas HaMozarim Midaraisa requires three inyonim, okay, or the inyonim, we don't know exactly when the takona, we don't know according to Ramban what they did before they went to Eretz Yisrael, whether you had to say Allah always, but Ashkel says yes, we don't know according to Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin Hazon, that Shkfi Chalter, Minyam Nerayu, when they went in to Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was Mesakin Birchas Oretz. And when they had Yerushalayim, and they saw, then they were sacking Yerushalayim. So it could be that the Ramban might disagree with the Rashba. I don't know. Because the Chira, there should have been a Nusach, according to the Ramban, to be kind that also, even Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the purpose. Correct? Okay. Now, did I discuss with you...
So I see what it means. There was no takana for that. Even though these were inyanim, that it had to be.
I'm suggesting you, according to Rabban, they didn't have to be. They only had to be once you got them. You only had to say once you got Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Or you had to say in Yerushalayim once they had Yerushalayim. But before that, it was under Torah. Rabban only talks about what happened after they lost it. They still had to pray for it again. Because they originally got it. But I'm suggesting maybe the whole, in other words, that they have to pray for is the shurim in the hodor about in the sima. But before they got something, they came to the hodor and praying for it. L'chayin is a whole different issue. The Rashba is machadish that they prayed for before. We don't know that in Ramban. Ramban only talks about praying for it afterwards. After it's taken away. That's my point, okay? Is that fair?
So what is the derisive thing? What does Pinchas want with this Muslim?
He wants us to thank us for what he gave us.
What
are we doing? I'm just wondering. I would assume she's saying the Rashba says not like that. I don't know if the Ramban disagrees or not. I would like to, you know, maybe it's unfair of me. I would like to assume that he disagrees until proven otherwise, because then it becomes a little more difficult. I think I can handle it, but it's just difficult. Okay.
So the Kiddush of the Rashi, Ramban doesn't say you don't have to assume it.
Yeah, correct.
It's a very big Kiddush.
I understand that, and it fits in well that he only talks about
afterwards. Okay.
I just don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Did we talk about the Ram Sheet and Birch Samozen at all yet? Did I talk to you about the Ram Sheet and Birch Samozen? Okay. So then it's the Big Bang. I didn't even know. I thought I talked to you about it. I forgot. I didn't know. It was Machadish did somewhere last week. I wasn't sure it was before this year or after this year. Now I want to show you that the Rambam learns the whole discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun and Yeshua Tikkun and what Birch Samozen is and what's going on. The Rambam learns it completely differently. Okay? Let's start now. Let's go one thing at a time. Okay? The Rambam, Mitzvah Saseh, Yutes. What is the mitzvah? He Tzetzivon Levokhe Yis'ale Achav Kol Achila For Omo V'yachalte B'sivot Avrachtas Hashem. Okay? There's two points over here. First of all, he just says the mitzvah is to bless God. He doesn't say about what. Okay? And then, the amazing thing that he does, he doesn't quote the whole pasuk. He only quotes part of it. V'yachalte B'sivotah U'v'yachta Es Hashem. Period. Can I read it again? I just want to say, let's read every word of Rambam. He says like this. He says, "V'mitzvah yutes he shetzivonu levocho yisale achar kol achila." He doesn't say al kol achila. He says after is to bless God after you eat. That's what he says. Correct. Vu amrei, and the pasuk says, "V'chalpnis vata v'achta v'loshet tisef tefirsa modu menatera shnei v'chalpnis vata v'achta es Hashem." By his boru, mishtei mitzvah, mokayim es mseches brachos. Good. Dos is dos. Okay. Now, let's just. I'm just trying. I don't want to break the balloon. I want you to sit here in judgment, listen to every single raya, and decide on your own whether it's conclusive or not. Secondly, mina kosa. Levorich achra hamoze, shnei v'yachalta v'sivota v'rachta. That's all he quotes, even stops there. Now, in protea mitzvahs, reishuchus brochis. Mitzvah say achas, v'hi levorich es Hashem, es Shem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, levorich es Shem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, otot the Shem. V'chalpas l'vrachto es Hashem elokecho otot l'bochis l'vor et Hashem HaKodesh Boruch. Listen to this. Hashem HaKodesh Boruch Hu ach achila. Okay. Is that okay? Can I continue? It seems to go in a certain direction, correct? Okay, now u'bil mitzvizu v'kokim elu. Then perek alef v'chus boruch aloch alef mitzvah saseh minatero levorich acha achilas mozen shenevo v'chalk mitzvot tevachto es Hashem elokecho. He is elokecho. B'seiva. And that's where it ends. So he doesn't, there's no zeicher al oros hakoyv v'chal. Okay? And the mitzvah is lebolek es Hashem. So to talk about minyan brachas midaraisa, and we don't even know b'chal that it's tzarich to mevorech on Eretz Yisrael and on Yerushalayim. And then all the drashas in Gemara in Shlosha Ochel Asbach the Baalma. The Gemara brachas memchet mebeis, chan rabbonu minayim lebirchas amozoin min ha-teira, shneem ha-vechalk mesavot ha-vrachto, zu birchas hazon, es Hashem alokecho, zu birchas hazimun, al-oret, zu birchas ha-oret, ha-teiva, zu bori Yerushalayim. וכן רואים מה הוא עצר בזה ולבון ובייס יסף ונור חיים שימו קופסד יעלב ולי אין צורך לזה זה אין מיני ברוכס שחה מוזם מן התאר וכמה שדבר עם בסייף המצווה שלו שכוס על המצווה יוטס שציבונו לבורכו אח אכילו ולהיסקי מיני רבוכס and he learns it's not the dinim But the dominion of Brochus is the Shailas Bos of the Mitzvah. And the Ramah tells us what the Mitzvah is, not the Dinim. The Agil of Brochus, the Dinim of the Mitzvah, or just the Mitzvah. Well, the Dato, Apa Gav, the Dorish, Lo, Begmoro, Mikoy, Asmach, the Be'alma, Nidu. It's not, you know, he doesn't go through all the different things, you know, it's, you know, it's, I think what I said, you know, it's just based on the same thing, but it might be more convincing, okay? Now, I ask a question. I'm going further now. The Rambam quotes the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua and Dov Shloim in the beginning of Eric Beis. A priori, A priori, I would have said the opposite. The way it goes in Uchas Tefillah is Midrash that there's no Nusach HaTefillah. Correct? There's no Nusach HaTefillah. And then he tells you that Midrabonon, right afterwards, he tells you Midrash there's no Nusach, and then he tells Midrabonon there is a Nusach. Correct? And he discussed, that's what he does. Here, there's no discussion about yes Nusach, no Nusach, yes a Nusach, yeah, no Nusach. Okay? The only says the Baruch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Perek Beis, after his discussion, but it's amazing, if you look at Luchos Baruch's discussion of everything in the world about the general Kol HaBaruch's, about the Baruch HaRishayna Midibay Sefer, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas Hidor, all the Kol HaBaruch's, who were Mesakim Loshon as the Baruch Ezra, the whole Perek Aleph. A bracha b'isa, when you birchas hamazon b'isa, whether you're chayim birchas hamazon or not, brachas birchas hamazon. All of a sudden, there he is, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's takana. Okay? Isn't that a little strange? If you would have written Mishneh Torah, and you would have been of the opinion, like the Ramban, would you have imagined writing Mishneh Torah in that fashion? That's very strange. Very, very strange. Very strange. So I would tell you, okay, continue. So that is another chay, l'chayah, correct? And that's what he says in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Seder Birkas Hamozon Kachu. The Seder. Rishayna Birchas Hazon Shnia Birchas Oret Shlishis Bonei Yerushalayim Tuvias HaTeiv Amed Boch Rishayna Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna Shnia Tikei Yoshua Shlishis Tikei Dovru Shlomo Benoi Tuvias Chachme Mishne Tiknua Okay The Rambam in Perek Aleph is not only talking about the Birchas Hamazon is the Raisa, he also goes out of his way to say Svir is the Raisa Birchas Hamazon in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Okay, so the Chayra, what he's trying to do is tell us the language of the Dinim the Raisa. Okay, And somehow, you know, like in the middle of nowhere, this whole discussion about all the three brachas ends up in Perek Beis. Okay? See, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai, even say anything, this is an eye-opener. Because the problem is, we don't look at the Rambam and try to understand what the Rambam is trying to say. We have the general kashlus we brought up in the Gemara, like this drasha is a real drasha, and we're not sensitive to the Rambam's text and the Dilma Chavim Ari wrote it. Let's continue. This is not the beginning, okay? So l'cheira, if the whole din of Haskola of Mosai, Eretz Yisrael, Ubini Yerushalayim, okay, is only the Rabbonim, okay, l'cheira, the Skufa was the Takhon for Moshe, Yeshua, and David to have, to include in the Birchas HaMozen Deraisa the discussion of Mozen. Because it's the same. It just says you should bless God. Thank you, God. Or not thank you, God. Or bless God. Okay? But that's what we have to do. So there's no issue. But you have to bless God. You have to bless the Shem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu. As Hashem Elokecha. You have to bless God. But there should be other inyonim discussed in Birchas HaMozen. That was a takana for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, and David Shlomo. Okay? And you know who wrote the Nusach HaBichas HaMozen? Not Moshe. Not Yehoshua, not David, and not Shlomo. But this was b'chal, the impression you get in the Rambam, that all brachas, without exception, the takona of Nusach HaBrocha was Ezra Ubeis Dina. And the Misakim of Nusach HaBrocha was an Ezra Ubeis Dina. The only exception, Rabbi Yisai, was Beitam. That was a takona from Chachmei Mishnah. Okay? And I'll read you, the Rambam says it twice in Mishneh Torah. Okay? The Rambam says it in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. Halacha hey. This is amazing. I'm not trying to do anything. But Nusach Kol HaBrochos. This is in, you have to understand Rabbi Yisai. This is in Hilchos Brachos. Before he discusses, in the middle of the discussion of Birchas HaMozen, this is the parak where he talks about the rights of Birchas HaMozen. And he talks about Tchonet Ezra Sefer before he mentions Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yehoshua. And David and Shlomo. So l'chir Rabbi Yisai, you would have said that the Rambam interprets this a little different. I think so. Okay? I'm not finished. Then the Rambam was Kriyishma. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Baruch Hu Yishoyim 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 Abraham Psicha Baboch, Brochus Elu, Im Shah HaBrochus Rahukais, the Fiko Israel, Im Shah Ko HaBrochus, Ho Arukais, the Fiko Israel, Ezra Hasebu Bestino Tikno, the Enoda Masho, the first man, Lola Hisipale. So? Okay. That's pretty clear. So the chere is there tikkun adas over here? What is it? Is there tikkun adas in the brocha of Birchas HaZan, or when you come into Meforish, how do we carry the reisa? According to Ramban, it's poshet. How you makayim a din deraisa? The tikkun is a problem in people are going to, you know, I'll explain to you what I mean, okay? You'll see, for example, the Rambam does something amazing in Pirush Mishnayis, okay, in Nagdoma. And I would say a priori, and I'm not, this is not the discussion now, remember we were working with the Rambam in Sherish Aleph, there's a double portion of Moisoso deraisa on the Rabbanon, correct? and that's what he's doing Sherish Aleph, and that's what he sees Sefer Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvot. Okay, I want to suggest that in Pirush Mishnayis he might not have had that approach. When he talks about Gezeres, okay, he quotes that's a Revi, that's the fourth category. He quotes Ushmalti Mis Mishmalti. And when he talks about Takonis Uminhobes, he talks about Peretz Gedda Yishachnu Inoshchu Nochash. Okay? Which is something which you wouldn't have expected. Now we hear. Bachilik HaMishi, it's not Dome to Mishnah Teir. The Pirkish Psyche to me. Bachilik HaMishi, Hei Madinim Shenasu B'derech Ho'iyun. Listen to his Roshan. What Tikkun Adas? B'derech Ho'iyun Lahazdoras Ho'inyonim Shebein B'nei Odom. Dovah She'ein B'nei Sof Al-Tayvul of Yirov. Okay, it basically is how people should deal. Oh, b'inyonim sheheim tikun ho'olam b'inyonei hadas. Tikun ho'olam b'inyonei hadas. Okay. Now listen to the list. Tikun ho'olam b'inyonei hadas. Oh, tikun ho'olam b'inyonei hadas. Beheim shekolin oisim hachomim. Akonois umin hogois. We also laugh alayim mishubishum ponim hoil vehiskimo alayim kolumo. But for he says, Shloibo of a show me laugh alayim, we all put it together, Yishochnu. Ishkenu noch, Ishochnu noch. Betakonis eile rabois me'eid, niske betalm vum mishne. Mehem inyon b'inyon yisa v'hete, mehem b'inyon imomen yisa, mehem takonis etiknu levim, kegoi, takonis Moshe, Yoshua v'ezra. Kmo sh'omu, Moshe tikin lehem Yisrael, shiushol v'doshim, hilchus Pesach b'Pesach. Tikin adas, okay? Okay. We omu Moshe tikun on Yisrael hazon b'shoshio et hamon. Avot takonis Yeshua ve'ezra rabim hem. Now, so I don't get the impression from this that we're talking about this chabocha. There's some type of tikun adas. Somehow that people should include this in their birch samozim. I assume. Who's the Indian of talking about Moses? Okay. You know something? I will go even further. Okay. I'm not sure if you can say it, but it could be what that we said, the Shepser, it's only Tikkun Adas. Because the chetz of Birchas Avodah, according to Rambam, is Mevorech Es Hashem. It has nothing to do with Midor. Okay? When they got Mon, Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin.
This is the Nefesh HaChaim, basically.
Yeah, Nefesh HaChaim. But I had Rayis, if you remember, I had Rayis in Rambam. I don't know if I mentioned it by Arichus. I mentioned it B'Ksor, maybe I didn't mention it B'Chlal. I have Rayis in Rambam that it could be the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah is to Mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that too has a separate category of brochas called Hidor. Because the emes is every brocha by definition is a Hidor. And so what's the scoop, okay? If the other guys, okay? If that's correct, so it could be that was the Tikkun Hadas on Eretz Yisrael Hidor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Yerushalayim Hidor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe in Hador HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the chesed of mitzvah is to Mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach HaMoshe. And that there was no issue of it. See, What the Ramban tries to do, the end is a bezecha boisai. There's no kasha over here. Because what the Ramban tries to do is an attack on the Rambam and Tefillah, tries to compare Tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. Okay? The Reis is no Nusach, Rabbanim made a Nusach, and that basically is what's happening. Okay? And the Chela, this is not the issue over here, B'chal, Birchas Hamazon, according to Rambam. Yeah, correct? But it's amazing that you come out amazing, I think, okay? But you know, I thought the truth is, I thought everyone would be much more resistant, because what I'm doing is.
The Rambam's co-opting the Ramban's Pshat and the Psukim. He's saying that, forget the Parsha, it's not Pshat. It's a Kabbalah. Once it's a Kabbalah, who says it's going to just show?
I don't know, it could be. I don't know, Allah Oletz, whether you. Because, see, I'll tell you something. I asked a question. Let me leave it like this. I had something to say, but I just want to say it in this mic over here. I want to say it like this. If you say that Pshat in Posik Uveirachto es Hashem Elokecho, okay, that you should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, not to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rest of, and L'chira, the Gemara, the Kavachayba, the Gemara for Pidyon, there's a whole sugya in Bar Metzia, on Kuf Yudalish, of Chaim Balashin, also quotes in the Nefesh HaChaim, which seems to go, and it quotes Bechal, Vesavot HaRach, it quotes Bechal, Vesavot HaRach, okay? The question is not clear to me, how you read the Pshuto Shal Mikra further, what's our Oret HaTovah?
I understand,
but I'm just trying to tell you. But you can read the. If you learn that the mitzvah is to be moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can read the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and then you say the Chalk V'Sabot V'Achto on the Mozon, the sanctification for the Mozon, the Allah Oretz, the Ramban Yedavot. If you look in Ramban Chumash, okay, I'm just pointing this out to you now, okay? Now, now, if you want, I'll tell you what I would say as far as this is concerned, and then I'll tell you something else. There is a Targum Hamyukas Yoimiska, the Targum Yishalmi, which maybe you could use it to say the Pshat over here. Okay. Bizman, here it is, in Perichet, Posig Yud. Bizman de Atun Ochlin, Ushvein. Havu moidin umvochim. It's a very strange thing. Moidin umvochim. So that offhand is very, very odd, because either the word brocha means moidin, or the word brocha doesn't mean moidin. Okay? And then something else. So he says, I don't get it exactly. Moidin umvochim. Kodam Hashem elokochon. Al kol pri ara mishapcha dihav lochon. Al oret hatoivo is not referring to Eretz Yisrael, he's talking about the peiris of Eretz Yisrael. And there's no hidor on Eretz Yisrael b'chlau. And it could be maybe you have to think this out. I don't want to say anything about this now, but you have to factor this out with Yeshua's Takona of Birchas Oretz and with the Gemara and Brochas of Memtesav and Aleph Eish Ve'Levi L'Rebbe. I say in Chayis Mishnayim, Al Oitz Gal Mozoy, Eretz the Matka Mose. Okay? But Lachin, it's the opposite. You're talking about the Eretz, which is Matka Mose, and here we're talking about the Peres of the Eretz. You have to think exactly how this plays itself out. But our Eretz, the Matka Mose. Okay, the same. Now, so that's the first thing. It seems to be that, you know, that there has to be a brocha on the Oretz, okay, is not clear from the Targum Yonis or the Targum Rishon. That's one, okay? Midraisa, I don't know. Secondly,
that's going to help me in the Rambam? How's it going
to, what?
How's this going to help me?
No, it's going to help me in the following way, that I don't ala oretz, that there's no deraisa, he doesn't have to mention, I have to mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay?
But not on Muslim, not oretz, not Muslim.
But I know, I have to, I understand that. It helps, it only helps me halfway. I'm just pointing out to you that you see before Hashem that in terms of the Oretz, in other words, I could have said something, but I was trying to find someone, okay? But I didn't. What I wanted to do with our Oretz, that is the reason why we have to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? But that in no way is the content of the Birchas HaMazon. The Al might be Ba'avur. I was trying to find that. I didn't have enough time to do that, okay? The question is, could the word Al be Ba'avur and Pshuto Shel Mikra? And then, you don't have to mention anything B'chlal. That's where I really would like to go. And then, get the Bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why I could do it is because of this, Shalom Yisrael, and everything else is Takon for Chizuk Adas. Okay? That's what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to say it. But since you pressed me, all I know from that is that the pshuta, the way we interpret it, is not correct. It helps the Rambam that you can see you don't have to learn like that, okay? But it doesn't tell you how the Rambam learns. 100%. 100%. Now, I want to add one more thing, okay? Now, in terms of Poalim, okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu was only in a Tikkun Adas, and is an Inyan with the Rabbonon to mention Mozin and mention the whatever. Okay. Okay, sorry. And that is then he also says, so then Poalim, you see, what happens is that it's an amazing thing, because the Rambam mentions Poalim after he mentions Takonis Moshe and Yeshua and Shlomo and David. And maybe it's possible that they wanted to maintain Moshe, Yeshua and David and Shlomo, but they were makatin to Bracha Achas. Okay? Because maybe the only steel was Takonis Ezra. Because we don't even know that the question is, I'm not even sure when you say Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what I'm wondering. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking of brocha on Mosin, that there should be brocha on Mosin, and Yeshua said there should be separate brocha on Eretz Yisrael, and the David Shlomo said there should be separate brocha, then there's a violation. This one, is there a violation of Takonis David Shlomo with Poalim or no? Because Poalim made the second and the third bracha into one bracha. Okay?
He also designed both of them.
Yeah. to have both of them. So what are we trying to do? She's not making anything. So I would say the Ram learned from this that the inyan, these inyan should be brachas. I don't know if they had to be separate brachas, even though it's a little strange the way he formulates the video Perik Beis. And all that they were making of Polim was Takonis Ezra, that he had Nusach of Brocha Shnia and Nusach of Brocha Shlishis, and they put them all into working glamour. Okay? It's a new. And therefore, the Rambam quotes Ezra Sefer right after Moshe Rabbeinu and the Takonis. That's in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, because maybe he wanted to say they were the kind. You have to look at the Rambam closely and think about that. Okay? Now, next, okay, so according to the Ramban, that since the Birchas HaMozna is a V'chaychay, so we understand that it was only Birchas HaMozna they were misakin and Nusach, okay, and everything else they weren't. There were no other brachas, all the brachas were takona from Ezra Beis Dina. And according to the Rambam,
the Rambam there would agree with the Sotah problem?
The what?
The language problem would be the reason why Ezra Beis Dina did that, according to the Rambam? He would agree with the Rambam on that point?
Could be. Could be. You see, we don't know anything. We don't know the, you see, because even Ramban, to say there was a Nusach is a little bit strange, because it becomes that Yonim, because it changed all the basis of this is Kayim or not. And the question is, so what was the Takona? How you Mekayim the Takona? Okay? You get the impression you Mekayim Takona Dovr Shlomo even after Chorban. We don't call David, but there's the Chuvim. So this issue, this should be brocha, this should be. But the question is, what exactly is the Misakin? Because the guy can do that anyway. Becomes very strange. Okay? We're not sure exactly, you assume it's a Nusach. So what was Ezra, maybe Ezra based didn't want Misakin
anyway? No, I in terms of Birch Samos, and maybe Moshe should have with Misakin and Nusach. I'm just talking about Shar Brochas.
Shabbos might be the suffers. Shilu also might be there. Okay, but we don't know which book is the Raisa. The only thing you can talk about the Raisa is only books to tell you all the books are about anyway. So I don't know exactly what the issue and why it's important. Okay? According to the Rambam, it's certainly correct that Ezra HaSefer was only misakin because the Bilbo suffers. And it was one thing, it wasn't bedacht because of tefillah. It might have started because of tefillah, but it's all brachos like that. It was all an issue of Bilbo's office. It was all the same thing. Nusach ha-brachos from Bilbo's office.
Is he a market of this?
I'll tell you something. I would say like that, but I'll tell you why.
I'm asking for a reason, because Lachari spoke Egyptian a Bilbo before, like Mapito.
I just, you know, the truth is, listen to this, you see, and that then is the Ramses Mephosh, because of Hilchus Tefillah, after this whole discussion of Ezra Sefer, and how he's misaking the problem of Bilbo Sofer, the Ramses ends like this, if you may, inyan zeh, tiknu kol habrochis, but feelers misudolos befi kol Yisrael, kedei shiyehei inyan kol brocha orach befi ayud. Oto steht in Rambam. It's all the same. Okay. You know, you have to look at the Rambam, and it's one medayik about it. The question was one. Full sweep of takana, you might get the impression that Chachilah was misakin tefillah, then they moved on to other things. So you have to just see exactly how it was. For the Maisa, everything was for the same reason. I can imagine that the Maisa, the Chachila, the Masak and Tchila, because that was a Deraisa, and then they move further into everything else.
Because it's more complex and bigger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want to know what other brachas were and when they were. The question is, was there a chiyuv brachas before they made the nusach? Okay. And what I want to tell you is maybe there was. Now listen to this, and maybe I'll end with this. Okay, because I don't know if I should start another inyan now. I can talk about Rich by the Rakhidish if you want. I have another shi here. That's why I didn't want to give you the into it. The Rambam says like this. In Perek Aleph, it was Bokas Alkhaz Be'aloch Gimel Dalet Be'ei. We did we say from the Vor HaKomach O'Tchilo. V'yakach Yenu Mimenu. The Vor HaKomach O'Tchilach Yenu Mimenu. V'afil Niskav Lecho O'Lishas Koshu. V'vorach V'yakach Yenu. וכן אם הריח ריח טוב בבוח ואחיין ממנו וכל הננה בלוי ברוך המואר וכן מדבי סריפון בבוח אך הכל מה שיוכל ואך הכל מה שישתה והוא שישתה רביס והוא שיוכל בזייס ומתאמנו ומתאמס אין עוד צריך of this tasting אין עוד צריך בבוח לא בנה לא אחר עד רביס כשיש בבוח על נויה כך בבוח כן על כל מצווה ומצווה רק כך יעשה עושה ובוח עזרה ותיק לחום דרך שבח בוי דויר ודרך בקוש כאיליסקו את הבוי פרומית אף על פי של איננה ולא עושה מיצו נמצא כל בוח עזרה כול שלא עושה מינו בוח עזרה נו בוח עזרה מיצו בוח עזרה דו שאין דרך שבח בוי דו ובקוש כאיליסקו את הבוי פרומית ונוסח כל הבוח עזרה איזו בי דינו תיקנו ואין רואי לשנו עושה ולריסיב על אחס מהן ולגרוי ממנו וכל משל מבייש תבוך מברוך ריס אין עוד לטייר או בוח שאיב עשתו את השם ומלכוס אין עוד ברוך אלא אם כן הויס לסמוך לחבות so Shaili is this one thing or the Ram is telling you because he talks about Bichas HaMozein and then he tells you what other takon is the question is was it all what takon or that or lechatchila there was a chiyuv of Shah Baruch Ries And then Ezra made a nusach. I can't tell you for sure, but it's a very, very interesting question. Read the Ram and decide what you want to say about it.
Okay.
If you want, we'll continue a little bit more. Oh, the Losh in the Rambam in Akdom is like this. Bekashe goma in HaMishne Teirah. Bekashe goma gavashi chibo HaTalmud. כמו שהוא הנה יופי סדרוי וגדל תועלתוי מעידן עולו דירוח אלוקים קדישים בי I'll read you Rashi Nium if you like. Gimu Chopheis. Hinnu Itonu Lecha on the Panet Potter. Hanovi Malamdom Lizbadois. Bloy McCain. Hinnil Itonu Loch. Ochain. Leshake, whatever. Vaboishes. Ochlo, what if they put it in Nishkabal the Boshteinu? Kol ze loshin tfilo, shanovi malam dom loyma. Okay? He's teaching, I don't know exactly whether that's an issue of the Hakodesh or it's a separate thing. What's he doing exactly? Okay? The Ababanel in his discussion of what Ruach HaKodesh is. Listen to this Ababanel. It's in Mitzia Shein Kamo. In Shmos Tesvav Ma'av. Or Potsdik Aleph, okay? Now, if you hadn't known the Lashon Tzach, okay, in Ramban, okay, Yidavru Dvorim Beruach HaKodesh B'yoyfi HaMelitza V'tzachus HaLoshon. It's the middle of a long discussion, he has such a phrase. So you get the impression, you know, he didn't take it with a Shamayim, and that's the shot. Now, okay. Yeah. Listen to a Jew from Chabas Yoyim. Okay. The Yesh Oimrim in Simon Reish Lamed Ches. The Yesh Oimrim she'ein lahafsik b'hem b'emz ha'brocho b'oshkos ha'olash v'atua Simon Samarho v'eich nafsik anachnu b'amilis piyutim. He has a problem but saying piyutim l'v'brocho. Okay, so you'd say, you know, it's a problem b'shanu m'veish tov ha'chom, correct? Sata chavis yoye piyutim ha'lukim she'chibro achrenim Asheloi beruach hakodesh nemru. So what does that mean? It means b'chlal hein at the shmei lav. It means these are b'chlal lav at the shmei hein. The brachas themselves are the chesed takonet from Ezra hakodesh. Ezra and all the brachas beruach hakodesh. Correct? Okay. Now you have your, na'iv nefesh chaim. In Shabbos, Perigus Gimel, he talks about Pnimius Oimek Anshnes Agdol Mitzak Nesfilo Shul Kufchav Sechenim Mehen Kam Nevim V'chol Mevin Yovin Deloi Isi Anish Al Yabeshta Shiuch Lesaki Tikun Nifu V'Nurah Kizeh Licho V'Ligos Madeya Tfilo Kobua V'Sidua V'Nusach Echor HaTikunim Shal Kol Olomus Al Yoyinim V'Tachtoinim V'Sidui Pirkei HaMerkobo Shebechol Pam Shemispalim Yugom Tikunim Chadoshim V'Sidu Olomus V'Akrichis HaMshochis Moichin Chadoshim Acherim. So I'm just skip a little bit. V'hu Bilti Efshar Im Lo Alidei HaNubuah Hoel Yoyinah V'uach Kocho Yizbarach Asher hoifil aleihem hoifo atzumo b'eis tikun nusach matei hatzilu v'abochus. That's pretty clear.
But the logic is pushed. This is the last chance to do it.
What?
This was the last opportunity.
Yeah. I don't know. The question is, but the Ruach HaKodesh, what was Ruach HaKodesh? Ezra, you have, you see, once you have the Rambam with Rabashi and what, you know, look, you know, I understand everything. Rashi and Megillah, Yitches Amar Aleph, V'chemeachet demei v'yesem z'keinu mehem kamo nevim tikmun tefila ala seder, shirom v'kulei, mai hizdir, shochum b'chozo v'sidro, mikan v'eilech osu l'sapa shvokho shakodesh bochum. Drom Rebelozo, so Rashi says, Mai si malgvus Hashem, right? Zot Rashi also l'saper shvoch shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zot Rashi dekfiis bebrocho. L'mi shiocho, v'ein mi shiocho l'saper es kuloi. L'fikuch einil l'saper midaita ela alma shetiknu chachomim. Okay, so you need a takonet chachomim, and it could be this you need Ruach HaKodesh for. Okay. Save them.